Granny, Dabner, I believe that's our ring.
I know this alarm. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy's spears amnesia is starting to get him into trouble. Yesterday, he decided that he must be a vacuum cleaner salesman from Toledo. And his first act was to propose to one of his customers. Luckily, they called on Lum, who is justice of the peace, to do the marrying, so Lum was able to talk Grandpap out of it and keep him from being a bigamist. As we're looking on a little community today, we find Abner at his home. He's just entering the kitchen where his wife, Elizabeth, is washing dishes.
Say, Elizabeth, before I leave, I want to tell you that Buster V. Davenport will be over here sometime this morning.
Who'll be over?
Buster V. Davenport. That's a new name that Grandpa's calling himself now. He thinks he's a vacuum cleaner salesman from Toledo, Ohio.
For the land sake's experience. What's he coming over here for? I got work to do.
He's going to sell you a vacuum cleaner. Or at least what he thinks he is.
A vacuum cleaner?
Yes, Mom.
Laws wouldn't have one of the contraptions in the house. Be scared to death of it.
What? You don't have to buy one. Fact is, you better not buy one.
Now, don't fret yourself. I got enough to worry me about one of them things around the place. Little Pearl being away in that nurse's school and all. You just better tell Grandpap not to come over here today.
Well, me and Lum done told him to come over. We said that you might be a customer for him and his vacuum cleaner.
Well, what's the use of sending him over here if I don't aim to buy one from him?
Well, Elizabeth, he ain't actually got a vacuum cleaner to sell. Somebody down at Dick Huddleston's store told him he was a vacuum cleaner salesman, so he's out trying to sell him. See, besides, the idea of this is just to try to get his memory back and cure up his amnesia.
Has he still got that?
Why, sure.
Well, I ain't got no remedies for amnesia or whaever it is. Now, if he had a chilblains or sunstroke or yellow jammies
now,
or...
listen, Elizabeth, here's the idea. See, me and Mom are trying to get Grandpap to go to all the familiar places in town and see if some of them won't make him recollect who he is.
Law, sounds plumb addle-headed.
Well, it might work, now. Doc Miller says it might. You want Grandpap to get yourself well, don't you?
Well, I reckon so, but if he don't get his memory back in 5 minutes, I'm going to take a broom and scoot him right out of here. I can tell you that.
Well, you ought to at least give him 10 minutes. Their memories don't come back to a fella very fast, I don't think. I'll tell you what you do. Let him sit there in a parlor in his favorite rocking chair. That ought to help him recollect.
Well, I see. I ain't promising nothing, though.
Well, do what you can for him. I just want to explain everything to you before I left. I'll see you around noontime.
Wait a minute, Abner.
Ain't
there something else you're supposed to do before you leave?
I can't think of nothing.
Abner, you come back out here in the kitchen, get a dish towel off that rack, and get to work.
Now, listen, Elizabeth.
Abner, you promised you'd help dry the dishes when little Pearl went away.
Well, Lord me, Elizabeth, that's a woman's work. What if Grandpap catch me doing this? I'd never hear the last of it.
He don't know who you are. Go on, get to work.
Oh, all right. Dad, blame it anyway.
And careful you don't break none today, none.
No, I won't break none. Because I wish little Pearl never had went to that nursery school. I'm a good mind to write her and tell her to come right home.
Now, that ain't no way to talk. Pardon to the hearing we got yesterday, Pearl's doing right well at that school. What you reckon she meant she ate lunch with an intern?
I don't know. More likely she ate at one of them cafeteria places. You know where they have to line up with a tray and get their victuals in time.
Abner! Don't watch
that dish. It ain't been washed yet.
Huh? Oh.
Well,
oh.
Don't empty it out. There's grease in there.
I know it's grease. I can tell grease when I see it. That's why I'm throwing it away.
Well, I don't want it throwed away. I'm saving it for the giver man.
Giver man?
Why, sure. I strain all the fats and greases and put it into clean cans and take it down to Jeff the Butcher, and he buys it.
You mean he actually pays money for that old stuff? That Jeff must be out of his head.
He ain't no sissy. He sends it to the giver man because he wants it.
Ah, paddle. Giver man don't want a batch of old grease laying around the White House. Bound you, Ms. Roosevelt has a hard enough job as it is keeping that big place clean. Special when she ain't home hardly none of the time.
Just the same. They want old grease and fat. They're fighting a war with it. They get glycerone out in it.
Glycerone? For the land's sake, such ignorance. That's glycerine's what it's called.
Well, however you pronounce it. But I know they make gunpowder and dynamite and all sissy stuff out in it.
Now, you women don't know nothing about wars and dynamite and all sissy that.
Well, I know if us women folks don't save up grease to give a man to run clean out of gunpowder, then we're liable to lose the war. I know he's very important. Mr. Jeff, the butcher, said so he said.
Well, it might be important. Oh, wait a minute. Bound Jerry's grandpap right now. Here, take this dish towel, Elizabeth. Don't let him see me with it.
What's he coming at the back door for?
I don't know. Go on, let him in. Don't forget now about his favorite rocking chair.
Well, all right. Come in. Why, Lum Edwards, what are you doing here?
Yeah, howdy, Elizabeth.
Well, that doggy's Lum. I thought you was Grandpa.
No, it's just me.
Oh.
Ain't Grandpap got here yet?
No, he ain't showed up.
I thought sure he'd be in the parlor demonstrating a vacuum cleaner by now. That's why I snuck around to the back door this way.
Demonstrating? Well, how can he demonstrate if he ain't actually got a vacuum cleaner?
Well, he's got one now.
Huh?
He picked one up somewhere.
He did?
I don't know where he got it. He's getting himself all the way out, packing the thing around from house to house all over town.
Well, how come them to tell him down there at Dick's store that he was a vacuum cleaner salesman anyway, Long?
They're joshing him, Moe's Moose. Put somebody up to it.
That sounds like that, Moe.
Well, that never had no more business than giving.
For the land's sake. Is it a new one he's packing around with him?
No, you can't hardly get new ones no more. This is just old second one, I think.
Sound like a lot of youngins get up to me.
Well, it ain't no sillier than you saving up all that grease, Elizabeth. Mom, that Elizabeth thinks the giver man wants our old grease.
Oh, well, they do.
Huh?
Yeah, they need that stuff awful bad.
Need it?
Yeah, they're putting an awful lot of dependence in the women folks of our country to save every little bit of fat and grease they can. Vegetable fats and cooking oil and all that sort of thing. One's just as good as another.
Yes, son.
Oh, it's one of the best ways in the world for them to help win the war.
Well, I do know. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I believe I heard the doorbell. That must be Grandpap. Now, hurry up, Elizabeth. I'm going to pour her and let him in.
All right. But I still say it's a heap of silliness.
Hell, Lum. Come on, let's me and you go in there and hide and watch Grandpap.
Hide?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I don't like to spy on folks, Sam. I hate to eavesdrap. But I would like to see if your house will bring back Grandpap's memory.
Why, sure. That's the only reason I want to watch him. Come on. Right in here, Lum. We can hide back of that sofa over there. He never will see you.
Shoo over, little Abner.
Mind that. Be quiet now. Get down low.
Stand out wearing out the door,
man.
Oh, howdy, madam. Howdy. Davenport's the name. Buster V. Davenport of Toledo, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
This is your lucky day, madam. No home ought to be without one of these up-to-the-minute vacuum.
Just a second. Don't go dragging that contraption in here, Grandpapper. Mr. Davenport.
Davenport. Buster V. Davenport of Toledo. Now, I don't want to take much of your time up, madam, but I just want to show you how this little mirage here can help you do your housework in half the time.
It'll ruinate my carpet, if that's what it'll do.
No, it won't. It's guaranteed not to, madam. It'll clean up your rugs and curtains and chairs and everything else in no time at all. Here, let me demonstrate on that sofa.
No, I don't want that thing in the house. I told you that would.
But, madam, you owe it to yourself. Beautiful woman like you oughtn't to have to work so hard.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I said. Beautiful. Are you married?
Now, listen here. Don't you go up proposing to me like you did to that Miss Milbank yesterday. I heard about that.
Oh, no, madam. No, I'm aiming on staying a bachelor the rest of my life. I was just going to say, if you're married, does your husband talk again getting you a vacuum cleaner?
Why, natural.
That's just what I thought. Just what I figured. Madam, that husband of yours is a mean, ornery varmint. That's what he is.
Now, just a minute here.
Do you know why he's again vacuum cleaners? Because he don't want you to be happy and enjoy yourself. That's why. I've saw his kind before. He just wants you to be his slave, that's all. Keeps you working every minute of the time, don't he?
Well, I will admit, I got more work around here to do than any one human can ever get did.
Of course you have. Of course you have. And that low-down, scheming man of yours fixed it that way on a purpose, too. Why, back there in Toledo, where I come from, fellas all buy the women folks vacuum cleaners. And then the women can get their work done in the morning and have every afternoon to sit around and eat chocolates and go to the movies and get their hair frizzed.
Wait a minute. You mean that's our machine or do all of that?
Oh, sure. You'll have time to go roller skating, anything else you want to do. Now, you can see now what that sneaking, penny-pinching husband of yours has been keeping from you. That low-down snake in the weeds, that ornery varmint. I hate this by the man.
Get out of here. I've heard all this I can stand.
Why, Mr. Peabody, where'd you come from?
Well, never you mind where I come from. Grandpap, you picked that contraption up right now and took both it and yourself out of here before I take a baseball bat.
Abner, you just keep still.
Mom.
Just hush up and get out your pocketbook.
Pocketbook?
Yes, sir. You just bought me a vacuum cleaner.
Ah.